Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, welcome, my all-in listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy, and you are listening to the one and only All-In Show, where your story is authentically you. We've decided to end with a bang like we begun with a bang. We're going to flip the switch. We started this show with our first and amazing guest, Miss Tiffany Barber, T-Barb, and we are going to end with T-Barb, but we're going to do it a little different. We're going to have T-Barb put me in the hot seat and have a little fun with me so we can just end this year with you amazing people. What do you think, Tiff? How do you feel about that?
I love that idea. Thank you. And first, I want to say definitely shout out to all the listeners who have been supporting you over your time. I love your show. You're an amazing person. And of course, I'm always down for it. Sam, you got me. So I'm ready. Let's put you in the hot seat this time.
I am ready to go.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You've been doing the show. And I know that you're always interviewing others and finding out how everyone else got started. But what made you want to do this podcast?
Okay, so this podcast was, it really stemmed from you, actually, because I never was like, oh, I should do a podcast, because I really, truly don't think anyone wants to hear me speak that much. But I was on your radio show a couple of times, and that kind of got people's heads spinning as far as, you know, you're really natural at this. You should do, you know, some kind of show, some kind of podcast. And from there, you know, my stepdad got involved, Kip, and hashtag Good Helpers Heating and Cooling, hashtag Good Helpers Entertainment.
Hashtag Good Helpers.
And, you know, he just thought it was such a good way to touch people. And my biggest, you know, passion in life is to motivate and inspire others. So this whole idea of a podcast came about, and I prayed on it, and God kind of took it from there.
Listen, it's always good when you listen to God's voice speaking to you. And I think that a lot of times people can get really caught up in concrete, like things that they have, tangible objects, instead of understanding that God lives in all of us and He speaks to us. And there are reasons. Sometimes we don't understand those reasons. Sometimes,
amen.
But we have to follow those. So over the course of your time doing your podcast, and also congratulations on all your success. All
Thank
the listeners,
you.
Make sure you stay tapped in, tell a friend and tell a friend that it's time to be all in. Okay.
Yes.
It's the end of 2020. So what would you say were some of your highlights in 2020 on the All In Show?
Well, I mean, honestly, there's so many highlights. I have to say, you know, it's kind of hokey, but every episode, even though maybe it didn't turn out like the audio wasn't as good, right? Because we always have technical difficulties, or maybe I made a joke that maybe wasn't so funny. So it was like a little dry and awkward. It was a learning experience. And I felt like every episode I would go back and re-listen, and I will tell the listeners, I hate the sound of my own voice. So I like will listen and I'm like, oh, shut up, Sav. Like, you are so annoying. And I was so excited to be able to listen. And after each episode was done, I would go, wow, you know, I really learned something from each person, and I felt value after each episode. And people that were coming on my show to just talk about, you know, their business or motivating entrepreneurial spirits, they would then talk to me and share with me how they lost a child, or they suffered miscarriages, or they went through a hard divorce, or, you know, they lost a parent at a very young age, or they came from very humble beginnings. And they themselves were like, I don't even know why I told you this. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't even know how I wasn't going to go that deep. But that's what is so beautiful about the platform. It allows for a space for people to feel safe and to kind of be vulnerable, open themselves up. And it inspired me and motivated me to start to do that with the listeners more and to be the person that I'm asking my guests to be.
So it just was really a transparency thing.
It was. And I'm a very private person for the most part. Even though I am huge on testimony, maybe it's like testimony, like if me and you are talking and I'm sharing something with you. But this is so big, much bigger than that. You know, we are hitting, you know, millions of people just with one episode. I mean, it's crazy that that's the ability for someone's story to be heard like that is just so uplifting. It really gives me goosebumps when I think about this.
And it should, as it should. But I think that I love your transparency. And I think that people are attracted to realness. So we have so much reality TV fake these days. You know what I mean? And it starts.
I mean, I do have fake eyelashes. Don't get me wrong. Right. I'm looking
Listen,
pretty
trust
fabulous.
Me, we all got something fake. I can't tell y'all what I got fake. It's a spiritual network. But so we all have something, but it's still in that transparency. And I think that people enjoy your energy, your spirit. And it's amazing how you can touch people with a story that you thought nobody wanted to hear. So let me ask you this. You know, it's 2020. We heard some of the highlights. We learned from each experience is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So each thing was like, where do you see the All In Show going?
Honestly, I feel like, you know, being truthful, I just truly feel that the guests are going to get more vast and there's going to be a variety, right? Because I truly believe everyone has a story. I think there's going to be a lot more influencers coming on the show. I think I am going to start to bear more. I'm going to start to talk a little bit more about my personal life and about what I'm going through and being vulnerable, because I feel like I haven't done that as much just because I was so fortunate enough to have so many people and amazing guests lined up that, you know, there was only so many episodes and so many weeks in the year. But this next season, I think that, yeah, we're going to start to add value. We've given out some really awesome coupon codes for people to, you know, support my guests as well as to get things at a discounted rate that's going to help them motivate and grow their personal life. So I think it's just going to grow and soar because people want it. There's a need for it. It's positivity, but it's real, it's raw, and people aren't being fake. It's not, you know, you don't have to guess where people are coming from or where their motivation or their heart is. It's just out there and you listen to it and you take what you want and throw away the rest.
Yeah. Speaking of, don't forget my coupon code is coming up. I'm glad. Little reminder here. So make sure you guys stay tuned into the show. Sav, you're doing some amazing things, even by offering the listeners a discount. Because I have a Hood Rat Kitchen Vegan Cookbook.
Yes, and you guys are going to be able to get it at an amazing price, and
yes,
it's
yes,
worth
I
it.
I am going to give you some discounts on top of discounts, so make sure you stay tuned for that discount code. And I love the vision. So let me ask you this. In your personal life, you are a real estate agent, one of the top real estate agents. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you work for yourself.
I do.
So how were you inspired to take that lane and that step that so many people are afraid to take to bet on yourself and work for yourself?
Honestly, I think it's because I had worked for so many people for so many years. And it was like, I would grow their businesses and I would watch their dreams grow. And I started to get hardened and resentful and envious, right? And envy is so ugly because it's just such an unuseful thing that all of us possess. We all have it. Mm-hmm. It's just part of us. So
absolutely.
It was like, why don't I stop building other people's dreams and other people's success And why don't I start betting on me? Why don't I put skin in the game? You know, someone once told me, I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself, but you got to put skin in the game. You've got to bet on yourself, because if you're not willing to bet on you, who's going to? Who's going to invest in you? And I took those, and I don't think like, just like your years as being a social worker, all the things that you've done in the past, I love the years that I've worked for other companies and that I'm able to have been consulting for them and doing things, because I take the knowledge and the experience and I'm able to put it into my business. I'm able to put it into the podcast. I'm able to put it into like my psychoanalyzing of people and, you know, where they come from and where their passion is. And I think I just, I'm in this season of my life, I'm trying to turn things positive, even though, don't get me wrong, I mean, I have my days and I have those things that I'm lonely. You know, we've talked about it. It's lonely at the top, not like I'm at the top, absolutely, but it's like absolutely. When you get to a certain point where you've got so many irons in the fire and you're doing so many different things and you're trying to build your legacy for your family or for you, your dreams, it's like some of the relationships you've had have fallen off. Some of the people you would have bet 100% would be in your corner are nowhere to be found. And then some people that you're kind of still leery, but you have to open up just enough to let people in, are starting to surprise you and be there. And you find value in other people that maybe you've only known for a short period. So I think it's just, it's a growth. It really, truly, it's been a growth move, me going out on my own and taking a step and a leap of faith in my business or in the podcast and kind of saying yes to things that I would have said no to before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? And you spoke on so many critical points there. One is that a lot of times people are afraid of the unknown, but at the same time, not afraid to be unhappy. And like you say, watch somebody else's dream get bigger and bigger. And I want to say personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with helping someone with their dreams, but when you have your own dreams, don't put those to the side. Sometimes, even if it's just a side gig, even if it's just part-time or a hobby, go out and get all in.
Yes, right? Exactly.
So how did you come up with the name of the show?
Oh, that's my favorite. So I was sitting down with the marvelous Michael Muse, right? We both know and love him. And we were talking about what to name the show, you know, and I'm like, I don't want it to be Savannah Murphy, like, you know, Sav Knows Best, any of that. So it was like, what do I do in my life? Or what has been this like mantra of mine over the past few years? And I have a tattoo on my left wrist, and it is, it's in white ink, because I am the Caucasian. And so it blends into my skin, even though, you know, my melanin is strong inside, but anyway. Yeah,
okay, we know the internal melanin. I feel you, I got it.
So it says it's a heart, and it says all in on that, on my wrist. And my church, this was a sticker that they had on the front vestibule many years ago. And I remember seeing that, and I would tell everyone, I want to get that tattooed on my wrist, because I want a reminder, not for anyone else to see, but I want a reminder to me to be all in and to try to be present, even in the bad seasons, no matter what, just to remember who I am, where I come from, and like be humble, but also not be afraid to go where God wants to take me. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to him, and I dazed off, and I looked down at my wrist, and I just said, all in. And it was like, it just stuck, because I want people to be all in. I want, even if you're in that shitty season of your life, be all in that season, so that you're going through it. You're going to go through it, but grow through it. Be all in, so you get to the very, very bottom, so that you can say, I was all in and I've learned from it and I persevered. And even in the good times, just be present, be all in whatever it is. If you're baking cookies, be all in. You know, you might mess up, but you could figure it out. Like,
be all
everything.
In. You burnt them up, but be all in.
Yes. Except have your husband try them and tell you that they're great, even though they taste like trash, like I did. And then you get
all in too.
You get some Crisco and you try again. But like, seriously, everything, it's not, you know, people always say, oh, all in. It's like, it's not that deep. I'm not saying you're going to go all in and you're going to be a public speaker in front of thousands, or you're going to go all in and you're going to do this or that. It's just being all in your life for who you are. Figure out who you are. What do you like? What side of the bed do you like to sleep on? What's your favorite color? What are your aspirations? What makes you tick?
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Hot seat. Okay.
Her eyes are big right now. You guys can't see it.
Today, so I'm the guest co-host for the host. So I don't know what to categorize this, but we doing it. We're all in.
I don't have enough deodorant on for this episode.
Question. What would be your top three tips for the everyday person to go all in?
Okay. Top three tips for everyday person to go all in. Simple, just on a day. On Monday, we all hate Mondays, right? Mm-hmm. Wake up, start your day with gratitude. Even if you're not a believer, whatever it might be, you don't have to be. Just sit up in your bed before the first thought in your head being, I'm going to complain. I'm going to be irritated. I don't want my alarm clock to shut up. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go that. Think, I'm so lucky I have a bed. Or I'm so lucky I have this shitty job that I have to go to. I'm so lucky for my child's health. I'm lucky for my health. I'm happy I have teeth. I'm happy I was able to afford dentures. Whatever it might be, let that first few thoughts of your day be positive and all in. And what every person, I don't care who you are, whether you're a homeless person on the street, you have something to be grateful for.
Not something. Absolutely.
And that's the number one. So that's the one way I think every day for us to start out in a gratitude and to be all
attitude of gratitude.
Exactly. My second would be to take a minute and take inventory of your day, your week, your month, your life, and see what can you learn from it. What did you do today that maybe you didn't like? What did you do today that made you feel good? What did you do differently versus the normal routine? That's the only way I think you gain perspective and you really get to understand what makes you tick, what inspires you. You know how many people I talk to that are like, oh man, I love your podcast, but I just don't know what I'm passionate about. You do though. If you sit and you actually take time to just give yourself 5 minutes, we all have 5 minutes, whether just do it on the toilet, whatever it might be. But like, take that time to sit and really truly think about what made me feel good, what worked, what didn't work. And you can do that on the daily and the hourly, monthly, weekly, whenever you can carve time out. That's a huge thing to go all in, because if you don't know you, then you will never be all in for anybody else.
This is a very good point.
And I'm learning. I'm learning who I am every single day. It's not something I'm telling people to do that I have figured out or that I still don't have to do, because I have to do it daily. And when I don't, I feel it. I feel off. I feel like negative. I feel like I'm spinning out of control. And then my third suggestion for being all in, would be taking some self-care. I think self-care is huge. I know that some people are like, I don't have, the money to go to the gym or to do that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mental, physical, you don't have to have that much creamer in your coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's little things.
People always say that. And self-care could be taking a bath. Self-care could be getting the kids off to grandma's house for you to have an hour or two or a night to yourself. Self-care could be making your favorite healthy meal or just having some time to yourself. So I agree.
Yeah, it could be, okay, you know what? I'm not going to, I drink every day for the last 16 years. I've drank 6 beers when I come home. But then the next morning, I always feel like crap. Don't drink 6 beers. Just one night. See what happens. I mean, you don't have to have money. You don't have to have fame. You don't have to have a great support system. You just have to make a better choice to be all in for you. Because if you're not going to do it, no one's going to be like, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you and how I think you could be all in for you. No, no one's going to do that. It's on you. It's on your terms. And you can choose to make it anything you want. My life has completely changed in the matter of 365 days.
And see, that was so powerful. And I know the listeners, that's why they love tuning in. Listeners, make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend about All In. Bring your family, bring your friends on over, because more people need to hear this information, listen to these guests, and tap in with this show, this amazing show. I think that, especially when you said the self-care piece, which will take us into our next topic, which is, you know, because this is the last week of 2020. I know Woo-hoo! You guys will be listening, but it's the last week of 2020. And you have different perspectives. Some people say they're tired of New Year's resolutions. Why are we doing that? That's stupid. And then you have some of us that's like, at 12:01, baby, I'm putting these biscuits down on the ground. Okay, at 12:01, I'm not eating fried chicken for 2 months. You know, everybody. At 12:01, I'm doing 2,000 squats. You know, everybody is coming to life. Okay, at 12:01. Yes. At 12:01, I'm getting baptized.
I'm a whole different person.
So how do you feel personally as this great motivator about New Year's resolutions and going into 2021?
So this is like a huge thing right now. I've heard so many people, commentary, influencers, podcasts, news, all this radio, all this stuff about people like, I'm so sick of New Year's resolution and 2021 is not going to be anything different than 2020. And then, you know, 40% of people don't succeed through with their New Year's resolutions. Well, I will tell you 100%, I don't agree with that. I think that I don't care if it is at 12:01, you're going to put the biscuits down. I don't care what it is. I think that it is good to have goals. And that's all a resolution is it's just an opportunity for you to, you know how some people, you know, you have to have your eye on the prize. Like you have to put something like, you know, you do these visionary boards, right? Or something to keep there. Or they, my husband, he has a Rolex, a picture of a Rolex. He's going to kill me for this. A Rolex on the fridge. And our fridge, the Rolex is 8 times of what our fridge costs. He has it on our fridge. And he looks at that because he's like, one day I'm going to have that Rolex. It's like, we need that as people. We need something to motivate us, to keep us going. So our New Year's resolution is a way that every person can say, hey, this is my new beginning. This is my chance at a fresh start. This is my tomorrow. This is, I'm going to be better and I'm going to obtain better. And even if you fail, guess what? Tomorrow you can start again. You can go after that. And that's why I love New Year's resolutions. I think it's such an important time for us as humans to sit back, reflect. New Year's Eve is, it should be, you know, not just the time for letting the girls out and just, you know, getting crazy and drinking tons of champagne. It should be a time for reflection and what you wish you would have done differently, what you're happy for. And this year, after this pandemic, like there's so much for us to all be reflecting on.
Listen, everybody should be reflecting. And I think that 2020 really showed us who's who. And what I mean by that is that, and I understand everybody has different levels of stress that they can handle. But to me, it showed you who's going to be negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, and who's going to try and take the worst and make something out of it. You know what I mean? It's almost like back in the day when grandma was poor and all she had was a few greens in the garden, but she went back, she got it, she put some onions with it. You would have never known that this was all that we had versus the people down the street who was complaining saying they didn't have any food.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that this really showed, and I think that those of us that was able to pull it together. And when I say pull it together, I understand I'm talking about by a little string. I'm talking about the thinnest string. And you weighing 200 pounds on one end of the thinnest string I have ever seen. So I understand it. But to be able to still see some value in that. And a lot of people, they got their health together because they understood that they needed to build their immune system. A lot of people got closer with their families because normally we're hustling and bustling and we don't have time always to sit down with our kids one-on-one and really communicate with them. So I think that those were the champions of 2020. Those were some of the highlights. And it's like you just gave us the advice to do. Always have an attitude of gratitude throughout. So I never thought about New Year's resolutions like that. So I think that that was great advice for people.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just think that we have to, you get to decide. Like I talk to people all the time that they have so much to be thankful for and they cannot find an iota of gratitude, happiness, positivity, even when something good happens that they've been wanting. They just don't even give themselves a minute to enjoy it. They're on to the next complaint. And it's like, let's not be the person you didn't want to be. Guess what? I will tell you that I am 100% different today than I was the Savannah a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I know that other people might think that's a front or whatever, right? Because some people don't know how to accept change. They don't know how to see it. They don't know how to see growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's
their
problem.
That's a whole other 30 minutes, Savannah.
Exactly. That's their problem. That's not yours. So you want to grow. You want to change. You want to have a resolution. You want to, you know, put that Louis Vuitton bag on your fridge and that might be your focus. Whatever gets you to hustle and grind. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about your soul, your faith, your personality, your relationships, you, everything. Do it. And no one can tell you it's wrong.
And you know what? And you tapped on something, and not to put your husband on blast. We know about the Rolex, bro. Like, but we are visual beings. And yes. I think that a lot of times we don't use all of our sensories to obtain our goals. So sometimes you need to see it. Sometimes you need to hear it. I love you. You're successful. You're beautiful. Sometimes you need to feel it. Money, going to a home, feel the wall. Sometimes you need to smell it. That's like when someone's cooking something and you smell garlic and onions, it makes you hungrier. It entices you more. So it's the same with those visuals, with what you want. And I'm because of you, girl,
hey.
I'm going to make some New Year's resolutions. Because I was like, you know what? I ain't got time for that. So now I'm all in. So listen.
See,
you pulling through the co-host, so I know you pulling through the audience. Audience, come through, okay?
You guys can see it. You can believe it. We are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with a little bit more from me and T-Barb on the flipping the switch.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, my all-in listeners. We have had such a treat of a show today because we have T-Barb, Tiffany Barber, amazing just personality. She is a TV host. She's a comedian. She's a cook. She's an author. I mean, there is nothing this girl can't do, entrepreneur extraordinaire. But she has graced us. She was our first guest on All In, and she is going to be our last guest on All In 2020. So we flipped the switch, and she's been putting me in the hot seat, y'all, and I didn't wear enough deodorant for it. So thank you, Tiff.
You sweaty over there.
I'm sweaty. I'm in a sweatshirt, and I should have wore a tank top, okay? That's how I feel.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's personal problems. But we've covered a lot, and I'm just so appreciative of you. And you know, you took a little bit of a risk and really honored me to be my first guest, on All In. And at that time, it was right when the pandemic happened. We weren't sure, should we go through with this? What should we do? And, by God's grace and just, Bashani has been so amazing to, you know, put this out and broadcast it. And so many listeners have heard it. Thank you so much for starting this journey with me and ending it with me.
Thank you. Of course, you know, they say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate that. I fully support you. Everything that we do, we fully support you. I am an avid listener. I'm an avid fan. And it wasn't stepping out like that because I knew that you had it. So you guys can check out her interview on the Streets Radio, Streets with the Z313 app. And her episode is downloaded in the Listen Now. If you want to hear how your favorite got her start, and when you blow up and be on Oprah, girl, you owe me. Like,
I'm like, I have to bring her. She told me I had to. She scares me. No.
Just joking. But everything you do, I appreciate it. And if anybody wants to get the book, keep up. It's tbarbisfunny.com. That's BARBisfunny.com. And I look forward to your longevity. I look Thank forward you. To an amazing, record-breaking 2021. I look forward to you continuing to inspire the masses, helping people be all in, giving them that hope. And girl, you just keep doing you and inspiring people to tell their stories.
Oh, thank you so much. And please, you guys need to follow her. You need to get her, both of her books. So she's got Faith Over Fear, and then she's got her Hood Rat Kitchen Cookbook. And I mean, it's just amazing. I think she is an amazing person. She's super funny. I mean, getting off on Amazon Prime, a hilarious Detroit season one.
Thank you.
So good. Yes. And I just really, you know, I pair up with people who are passionate and great. And that is why I think we are kindred spirits. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all you listeners. Thank you so much for blessing this 2020, for making All In what it is today. I am super excited. We're going to be getting you guys 5 different coupon and discount codes from some of our amazing guests, including T-Barb.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be at the end of this show. And I just want to thank you all. I love you. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. And I hope and pray that each and every one of you have a prosperous 2021. Make those resolutions. Hit me up at Facebook for All In with Sav and let me know what your resolutions are. I'm going to keep tabs on you. You can follow me at Instagram, where's the real Sav, and we will be all in together.
Ow.
So we have been all in, and this is the last episode, 2020, and we are all out.
See ya.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the #1 HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the #1 independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.